FDIC.gov/MoneySmart. This is the Money Smart Podcast Network, where you learn how to wisely spend it, save it, and protect it. Be money smart. Here is your host, Nick L. Savvy.
This is Nick L. Savvy for the Money Smart Podcast Network. Today's topic, homeownership. Yes, folks, I'm here to tell you from personal experience that buying your first home can be scary, and borrowing money to buy your first home can be even scarier. But it doesn't have to be. So in this segment of our Money Smart Financial Education series, we are going to be talking exclusively about homeownership, buying your first home, or maybe even your second home, and how to go about borrowing money to make it all happen. There are other types of loans you can take out related to owning a home, and we'll be touching on those as well. With today's housing prices, almost everyone who is not independently wealthy will have to borrow money if they want to own a home. In this segment, we'll hear a little bit from me, Nick L. Savvy, who has purchased a home using bank financing. And then we'll hear from our resident bank loan officer, Howard Rodriguez. And a little bit later on in the podcast, Money Smart's financial reporter at large, Andrea Stock. And later still, financial analyst Xander Hamilton, who will bring us his perspective and knowledge into this topic in the form of cautions. What to do if you get into a situation where the mortgage cannot be paid and you find yourself in foreclosure. Most banks and lending institutions have home ownership counseling programs and foreclosure counseling ownerships. So Xander will be telling us more about those programs. So, the types of home loans available in today's mortgage lending market include home purchase loans, home refinance loans, and home equity loans. Some other terms you'll want to get familiar with in this process include interest rates, annual percentage rates, total monthly payments, and length of the loan. As I said, there are different types of loans related to home ownership. The home purchase loan is for the purpose of buying a house, and it is secured by the house you are buying. You'll find that the bank, if they're considering loaning you money to buy a home, will ask a lot of questions about the house itself. They want to understand what sort of property they're investing in should you default or not be able to pay back the money that they are considering loaning you. Home refinancing is a process by which an existing home loan is paid off and replaced by a new loan, preferably at a better interest rate. For example, in the late 1980s, interest rates were as high as 18% and 19%. People who purchased a home during that time period jumped at the chance to refinance once interest rates came down. A lower rate mortgage allows you to pay less money every month. Then we have home equity loans. A loan secured by a property of the owner. Again, this could be the house in question. The amount of equity in the property is the value of the property minus the debt. Home equity loans generally can be used for any reason you would like. A car, college, travel. Just remember, no matter what you spend it on, just like any other loan, a home equity loan must be paid back. Otherwise, you could stand to lose your house. The Your Own Home segment of the Money Smart podcast has more information about home ownership. Let's take a minute to discuss mortgage options. We have fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgages, traditional, also called conventional, interest-only mortgages, and biweekly payment mortgages. Interest-only mortgages. Unlike conventional mortgages, interest-only mortgage loans are mortgages in which only interest, not principal, is paid in the initial monthly payments. Then, after a specified period, depending on the loan, you'll have to pay the entire principal balance in a lump sum, or you'll begin paying regular mortgage payments. Interest-only mortgages have a lower monthly payment, so borrowers can purchase a home that they might otherwise be unable to afford, especially in areas with high housing costs. Be very careful with these mortgages because you may not pay down your principal with an interest-only mortgage. The mortgage payment could also increase over time because very frequently the interest rate is adjustable. Additionally, the term may convert to a conventional mortgage, which requires both interest and principal payments. Now, biweekly payment mortgages are usually fixed-rate conventional mortgages with payments due every 2 weeks. The borrowers can pay their mortgage faster because every year they pay 26 smaller biweekly payments instead of 12 monthly payments. Many borrowers who receive biweekly wages find this mortgage option a closer match to their spending plans. Because of the frequency of payment, lenders usually require direct bill payment from a bank or credit union account. You may want to ask whether your lender offers biweekly payment mortgage options. You might be able to achieve the same result by adding more money to your monthly payment. Generally, your lender will not charge you a fee for this option. However, it is best to check with your lending institution to ensure that your lender does not charge a prepayment penalty if you add to your mortgage payments. When checking into an adjustable rate loan, please know that you are entitled to know the maximum that the interest rate can increase or decrease each month, year, or during the life of the loan. Under federal disclosure laws, the lender must let you know all of this information. There should be no surprises when it comes to how much you will need to pay each month. In our segments, Borrowing Basics, Parts 1 and 2, we talked about car loans that are secured by the purchased item, namely a car. The car is the collateral that secures the loan. But there are also loans secured by an asset that is not being purchased, such as home equity loans or loans secured by savings accounts. If you own your home, you have the option of borrowing against the value of your home. This is called a home equity loan. Equity is the value of the home minus the debt. Let's say the value of your home is $250,000 and you have $200,000 worth of debt to pay. That leaves you with $50,000 that you can use as equity. Home equity loans can be used for almost any purpose. Many homeowners use home equity loans to consolidate higher interest loans or to make home improvements. In addition to installment loans, many lenders offer home equity loans in the form of lines of credit. Lines of credit are open-ended loans, like credit cards, that allow you to make multiple withdrawals up to a certain limit. Right now, we're talking about the more conventional, closed-end home equity loans. What is the advantage of taking out a home equity loan? Lower interest rates and an interest rate may be tax-deductible. You should check with a tax advisor to clarify if the interest will be deductible. A note of caution. What is the danger of borrowing against your home? If you cannot make your monthly payments, you could lose your home. Because of this danger, there is a law that gives borrowers 3 days to reconsider a signed home equity loan agreement and to cancel the loan without penalty. This is called the right to rescind or right to cancel, and it applies when you use your primary residence as collateral.
And now this commercial message from the FDIC and the Federal Trade Commission. Home equity loans borrowed against the value of your home are lucrative ways to take in some extra money for repairs or other major expenses. But don't be misled by lending organizations which use high-pressure tactics to try to lend you money. If you decide to use a home equity loan to make home improvements or repairs, or to make a major purchase, be careful. Take it from Nick L. Savvy. Nick L. Savvy, host of the FDIC's Money Smart podcast, has developed a tip sheet on home equity loans. You can find this tip sheet and much more information on FDIC's MoneySmart website, www.fdic.gov/moneysmart. Here's what Nick L. has to say. Do not agree to a home equity loan if you do not have enough income to make the monthly payments. Refer to the publication, Putting Your Home on the Loan Line is a Risky Business, available at the FDIC's website at www.fdic.gov. Don't let anyone pressure you into signing any documents. Read the closing papers carefully and be sure you understand them. Do not be afraid to ask questions. Shop around for the best home equity loan rates. Remember, all home equity loans have a 3-day cancellation period. This means you have 3 days to change your mind, even after you've signed. If you think you're a victim of a predatory lender who uses high-pressure tactics to get you to sign a loan, contact an attorney. Most communities have legal offices that provide free legal services to individuals with limited income. Look in the phone book for legal services for help. The American Bar Association has a directory of pro bono programs staffed by lawyers who've agreed to provide free legal services. The following link can help you find a program in your area. www.abanet.org/legalservices/pro bono. To get more information on home improvement, including how to hire contractors, how to understand your payment options, and how to protect yourself from home improvement scams, read the FTC brochure, Home Sweet Home Improvement. Available at the FTC website, www.ftc.gov. No way to get online? Call the FTC toll-free to request the brochure, 1-877-382-4357. And that's the good word on home equity loans.
And that's a wrap for this segment of Money Smart. Remember, borrowing against the value of your home with a home equity loan can be a way to recognize a lower interest rate, and that can lead you to a lower monthly mortgage payment. But beware the unscrupulous lender who would pressure you into borrowing money you simply could not pay back. There are ways to protect yourself against getting in over your head. Learn more at the FDIC website at www.fdic.gov/moneysmart.
This has been another edition of the Money Smart Podcast Network with your host, Nick L. Savvy. For the complete transcript of this segment and additional content on banking, visit us at fdic.gov/moneysmart. Money Smart is a production of FDIC. FDIC, maintaining the stability of America's banking system. Be money smart.